Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from the 11th canto, chapter 4, verse 9. Itam bruvacha bayade naradeva deva. Sa vedanam shirasa sa greenam tamutu. Naitadribo toi pade vikrite vichitram. Swarama dira nikarana tapada padme. Itam bruvacha bayade nara deva deva. Sarvira nama shirasa sagrinam tamuchu. Naitadribo tvai pade vikrite vichitram. Swarama dira nikarana ta padma padme. Tambra vacha baya de nara deva deva. Sarvira nama shirasa sadrinam tamuchu. Matad vibho twahi pade vikrite vichitram. Swaramadhiya nikarana tapada padme. Itam bhavacha bayade nara deva deva. Sarvira nama shirasa sagrinam tamuchu. Naitad vibho twahi pade vikrite vichitram. Swarama dira nikarana tapada padme. Itam bravacha abhaya deva deva. Sarvira nama shirasa sagrina tamuchu. Naitad vibho twahi pade vikrite vichitram. Swarama dira nikarana tapada padme. Ladies. Itam bravacha bayade nara deva deva. Sarvira nama shirasa sagrinam tamuchu. Naitad vibho twahi pade vikrite vichitram. Swarama dira nikarana tapada padme. ఇచ్చంబవచ్చ భయజై నర దేవ దేవా సవేరణం శిరసా సభినం సముచు నైతా విభోత్వై పరేరు కృతే విచిత్రం స్వనామ దీర్ణికర్ ఆనత పాద పద్మే ఇచ్చంబ్రవచ్చ భయజై నర దేవ దేవా సవేరణం శిరసా సగుణం సముచ్యు నైతాద్విభోత్వై పరే వికృతే విచిత్రం స్వరామ దీర్ణికర్ ఆనత పాద పద్మే ఈచం ప్రవచ్చ భయజై నర దేవ దేవా సవేరణం శిరసా సగుణం సముచ్యు నైతాద్విభోత్వై పరే విద్యుతే విచిత్రం స్వరామ జీర్ణికరణ తపో పద్మే ఈచం ఇన్ దిస్ వే బృహతి వెన్ హి హడ్ స్పోకెన్ అభయజై ది గివర్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్లెస్నెస్ నరదేవ ఓ కింగ్ నిమి దేవ ది డెమిగాడ్స్ క్యూపిడ్ అండ్ హిస్ అసోసియేట్స్ Savita, out of shame. Namra, bowed. Shirasa, with their heads. Sagrinam, begging for compassion. Tam, to him. Uchu, they said. Na, is not. Etat, this. Vibo, O Almighty Lord. Twayi, for you. Hare, the Supreme. Avikrite, unchanging. Vichitram, anything surprising. Swa-arama, of those who are self-satisfied. Indira, and those who are sober-minded. Nikara, by great numbers. Anatta, bowed down to. Parapadme, who is lotus feet. Translation by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. My dear King Nimi, when Naranarayan Rishi thus spoke, eradicating the fear of the demigods, they bowed their heads with shame and addressed the Lord as follows to invoke his compassion. Our dear Lord, you are always transcendental, beyond the reach of illusion, and therefore you are forever changeless. Your causeless compassion toward us, despite our great offense, is not at all unusual in you, since innumerable great sages who are self-satisfied and free from anger and false pride bow down humbly at your lotus feet. My dear King Nimi, when Naranarayan Rishi thus spoke, eradicating the fear of the demigods, they bowed their heads with shame and addressed the Lord as follows to invoke his compassion. Our dear Lord, you are always transcendental, beyond the reach of illusion, and therefore you are forever changeless. Your causeless compassion toward us, despite our great offense, is not at all unusual in you, since innumerable great sages who are self-satisfied and free from anger and false pride, bow down humbly at your lotus feet. Purport. The demigod said, "Our dear Lord, although ordinary living entities, such as the demigods and ordinary men, are always disturbed by material pride and anger, you are always transcendental. Therefore, it is not surprising that we fallible demigods could not appreciate your glories." So just a brief history of what's going on here is that Indra, Narayana Rishi, he was becoming very powerful. He was performing lots of austerities, and Indra started to get afraid that perhaps his position was in jeopardy, that maybe he would want to take his position. So he made a plan, and this is not an isolated case. This happens from time to time with the demigods. He sent Cupid and his associates to try to entice Narayana Rishi and make him fall down. So they went there, and they created a beautiful spring breeze, and all the beautiful women were there, and shooting Cupid's arrows. And you know what Narayana Rishi's response was to all that? Pardon? Yeah, I mean, he kind of laughed. He was like, ha, 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 you know, as if, right? So he wasn't affected by it at all. So this is, he didn't become angry. You know, oftentimes if someone would try to set us up into a situation like that, we might become angry. How many people in this room have never become angry? Raise your hand. Okay, not too many hands are up here. Very difficult to control anger. So that's something that we all have to deal with from time to time. And of course, Srila Prabhupada has given us the perfect recipe in order to deal with that anger. I was going to tell you a story. I really love this story. It's a story about Genghis Khan, who was a very famous warrior. And he had entered with his army into Persia, into China. His praises were sung all over the world, his material praises. And it was said that there was not anyone that was powerful as him since Alexander the Great. So he went out hunting one day with his associates, and he brought his hawk. His hawk would perch on his wrist, and he would fly up into the sky. On occasion, he'd look for prey. He'd look for deer or, you know, birds or rabbits, and then he could swoop down on them, and he could even give a signal for the hunters would know where to come. So he had spent the whole day like that. He was on his way home, and he separated himself from the party because he knew the area so well. And he thought, oh, he'll just take more of a scenic ride home. But as he rode and he rode, he became very thirsty, fatigued and thirsty. So and because of the hotness and dryness of the summer, a lot of the ponds that he was used to drinking from had dried up. But finally he came upon a little section, and he saw some water dripping down from a pool up above. So he jumped off his horse, he opened his saddlebag, he got his silver cup out, and he went up to the trickling water and started collecting the water, literally it was drop by drop, so it took a while to fill the silver cup. And he got up, he started, you know, tipping it toward his mouth. He heard a whirring, and his hawk had come down and knocked it right out of his hand. He was like, what? So he picked up the silver cup again, and he went again and waited the trickling water drop by drop as the water goes into the cup. And again, he picks up the cup, goes to drink it, and again, the hawk swoops down and knocks it over his hand. And he's like, hey, hawk. He goes, you better be careful. If you do that again, you're going to be sorry. So again, took his silver cup, put it under the water, drop by drop by drop. But he's watching this time. This has already happened twice. So he takes the cup, he's putting it to his lips. Down comes the hawk. He takes out his sword, whack, whack, and the hawk falls down dying. He's like, that's what you get for your troubles, Sir Hawk. No, I'm thirsty and you're coming for no reason to disturb me. So he's still thirsty, but when he goes to get his cup was lodged into the rock and he couldn't find the cup. He couldn't get the cup. Pulled and pulled, couldn't get it out. So that, no problem. He decides he's going to climb up. So he climbs up rock by rock by rock to the top of the pool and he sees the fresh, clear pool, but oh my gosh, what's in the pool? He looks in the pool and he sees a huge dead snake of the most poisonous kind. And then he realizes that his hawk was trying to save his life by not drinking the water. And what did he do? But he killed him. So he goes back down. He picks up the hawk, tenderly holding him as he dies. And he says to himself, I've learned a sad lesson in my life to never do anything out of anger. So Srila Prabhupada says that one way we can learn the lesson is by hearing, another is by seeing, another one is experiencing. So even though we didn't experience this, we can learn just by hearing this example of Genghis Khan. And of course, there's so many examples in the scriptures of anger. Can anyone think of any example in the scriptures of someone becoming angry? Yes. Durvasa Muni. Yeah, of course. And you want to tell us what happened with Durvasa Muni, Karang? Do you remember that? That's okay. Anybody else remember what happened to Durvasa Muni? Okay. So he was very quick to anger, wasn't he? I remember when he came to visit the Pandavas to have some prasadam, but it was unannounced. It was actually done as a plot to try to get them in trouble. But what happened is, in Draupadi, she had a special pot. Anyone remember about her special pot? What was special about Draupadi's pot? Yes. Right, it would never run out to shape. But the thing is, she had actually eaten. So she was like, you know, Durvasa Muni came by and said, we're just going to go down to the river and bathe, and then we're going to come up, and we're going to have dinner with you, along with this, like, hundreds of disciples. So she was like completely freaked out. What did she do as she freaked out? Yes. She prayed to Krishna. And Krishna came and Krishna said, show me. She's like, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Durvasa Muni's here with all the disciples, and what's gonna happen? I don't have any prasadam, I already ate. So Krishna takes the pot and he looks and he finds one little piece of rice. He goes, don't worry. And Krishna eats the piece of rice. And if Krishna's satisfied, the entire world is satisfied. So Krishna takes a piece of rice. He's completely satisfied. So Durvasa Muni and all his disciples at the river, all of a sudden, after bathing, they realize they're not hungry. They have no idea why, but they're not hungry. So they're like too embarrassed to go to the Pandavas' home where they're trying to cook for them and not eat. So they just go away and go home. So that's one example of anger. Any other examples of someone who became very, very angry? Go ahead, Garanga. Vishwamitra. Okay. Okay. There's so many stories of anger. You know, we all know the story of Hiranyakashipu, and of course, demons. That is something that characterizes a demon, is that they have no control over their anger. I actually have a little story. I might have told the story before, but it's a short story of a student in my class who was very angry because his father had gone away on a trip. And he was supposed to come back, but they got word that he was going to stay for another week or two. So he was so angry. He probably was like in third grade. You all know him, but I'm not going to reveal his name unless I didn't get permission from him. So, I'll do that in the future. So he was so angry. We're getting ready to chant japa that he didn't want it. He was just, you know how they say when you're angry, sometimes they use expression seeing red. You're so angry that you see red. So he was like that, and I said, you know, we're going to chant japa. Just really focus in on your japa, and if you do, then you'll feel a lot better at the end. You'll find your anger dissipated. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he was chanting. He was trying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. And at the end of it, he was like, Mother Sugata, you were right. My anger's gone. So there you have it. You know, if we're feeling really angry and we chant Hare Krishna, and it can help us to be relieved of anger. There's a verse in Bhagavad Gita that goes, Kama Esha Krodha Esha Rajaguna Mahabhava Mahachana Mahapatma Vijanam Viha Vairinam. Krishna says, O Arjuna, it is lust only, born of contact with material modes of nature and later turned into wrath, passion, which is the all-devouring, sinful enemy of this world. So I'm going to tell you another story. This is a story of Maharaj Prickett, very famous king, very glorious king. And he was also on a hunt, and he was traveling through the forest, long day, and he became very fatigued and thirsty, so similar to Genghis Khan. And he went to the hut of a Brahma, Samaka Rishi, and in Vedic culture, it's standard that when someone comes to your home, what do you do? If someone comes to your home, what can you offer them? Yes. You definitely offer some water. What else might you offer them? Yes. A seat, right. Water, some seat. Anything else that you might offer? Yes. Some prasadam? Yes, some food. And what else? One other thing that, yes. Sweet words, yes. So he goes into the hut, and he's anticipating all these. Everything is going to be offered to him. But instead, he sees Sage Shanath. He's sitting there, and he's completely quiet. He doesn't open his eyes. He's meditating. So he doesn't offer anything. He's just completely, his senses, his breath, his intelligence, everything is under control. And he doesn't even really know that Maharaj Prickett is there. But Maharaj Prickett, even though he's a great king, he's also under the illusory energy of the Lord at this point. He becomes angry that he's not being served because the king is considered to be like God. He's representing God. So he's really supposed to show him lots of respect. So what does he do? Does anyone remember what Maharaj Prickett does? Yes. And he garlands with a dead snake. He's walking out. He sees the snake. He goes back. And he said, you know, you're acting very coldly. So I'm going to put this cold dead snake around you. And he puts it on. And he walks off. Of course, when he gets home, he starts thinking about it. He's not quite sure that he did the right thing in this case. He's like, wow, you know, maybe this sage really was in trance. And he wasn't trying to be offensive. He just really was in meditation. But what happens after that? Anybody know? Yes. And how does that happen? You're right. What happens? Yes. Yes, go ahead. That's right, Sringi. And it's interesting that Srila Prabhupada, he says that Kali Yuga took this opportunity to find a hole in this young, inexperienced Brahmin boy to enter, and that this Brahmin boy became so offended that his father was garlanded with this dead snake that he curses him to die within 7 days. And the amazing part of the story, one of the amazing parts of the story is that Maharaj Prickett, he did not become angry in return. He completely accepted the curse. He didn't have to do that. Like if you remember in the assembly with Daksha and Sati, when everything started going awry and, you know, they were cursing and counter-cursing, I curse you for your nose to fall off your face. And, you know, that whole story, it's just amazing. There's so much cursing going on. But it said that Marsh Prickett, he saw this event happening as the will of the Lord. He took it as Krishna's will, and he just completely accepted it. And of course, as I mentioned, it was due to the illusory energy of the Lord, and this was the opportunity for the Srimad Bhagavatam also to be spoken. But Srila Prabhupada, he really emphasizes the point that Vaishnavas, they don't react with anger. They've learned how to tolerate. Like we say a prayer every day. Maybe you can say it with me. Vanchakopa trubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. They fill the desires of everyone just like desire trees and are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. So I remember, some probably still do, we used to say this every day, you know, because we don't want to make offenses towards devotees. We don't want to make offenses towards everyone. So this is a reminder that we should try to not take offense. We should learn to be tolerant, and we should learn to be very forgiving. So it's very easy to take offense, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. The prisons are full of people, the prisons, the jails, and just people in general holding grudges, you know, feeling anger. The world is full of them. So we don't want to have to be like that. There's one example that I heard of. When you're holding anger and you're holding resentment against someone, it's like drinking poison and expecting it to hurt, that it's going to kill somebody else. But it's not, is it? What's it going to hurt if you drink a vial of poison? It's going to hurt you. So when you're feeling anger and resentment, I mean, this is proven scientifically and physiologically. When you're feeling angry, resentment, you're actually poisoning yourself. So how can we avoid that kind of anger? How can we avoid that kind of anger and resentment? What can we do? Anybody? Yes. Chant Hare Krishna. That's right. We can chant Hare Krishna. That helps us to become more compassionate and more forgiving. Srila Prabhupada says that the most important quality of devotee is his quality of forgiveness. So that says a lot, because there's so many important qualities, but that forgiveness is the most important one. We don't want to leave our bodies having resentment or anger against anyone and have to come back into this world to work out that situation. We want it. Can anyone think of an example where a devotee was forgiving? Yes. Can you give her the mic? I can't hear. Oh, Ambarish Maharaj. Okay. Do you want to elaborate? You want to tell us how he was forgiving?
When there was somebody like made the demon come out, or when like the Rasmani came to like ask Ambarish Maharaj for forgiveness because he was kind of troubling him. Ambarish Maharaj forgave.
Okay, perfect example. Very nice. Anybody else can think of any example of any personalities in our line that are forgiven? Yes. Lahad Maharaj.
Lahad Maharaj forgave his own dad, even though.
What did his dad do?
Always trying to kill
him. Yeah, he tried to kill him by throwing him off a cliff. He tried to feed him poison, right? Demons surrounding him. But actually when Prahlad Maharaj is going to be taken away on his swan airplane, he asked Krishna, please forgive him, right? Please forgive him. So also there's, we all know this story of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, right? Yes. Is that what you're going to say? Go ahead.
When Lord Nityananda and Lord Nityananda is forgiven, Because when Jedi Mad Eye threw the pot at his head, he begged for Lord Chaitanya not to hurt them.
Okay, yeah. Lord Chaitanya said, if you kill them, you have to kill everybody in this age. Because everybody has that demonic tendency and quality. Yes, Vanna.
Also, the Shankazi.
Did
he go,
put the microphone.
He broke him or dung up the east, but Lord Chaitanya still forgave him.
He still forgave him. Prishkabhu was reminding me this morning that there's a whole song about Lord Nityananda. What's the title of the song, Prishkabhu? Yeah, that Lord Nityananda, he's never angry. He never got angry. There a pot threw at him, hit his head, bleeding head. Can you imagine how angry you could become? Yes. Okay.
I just said it's interesting because Lord Balaram often gets angry.
That's true.
And then in this form of Lord Nityananda, he didn't.
That's true. That is interesting. Of course, and there's, yes, Ragatma Kapoor.
Srila Prabhupada showed his forgiveness in the case of Mr. Nair. Even though Mr. Nair saw his fate, you know, he died because of his offense. But Prabhupada took Mrs. Nair under his shelter and said, "We will take care of you for the rest of your life."
Wow.
So in that way, because, you know, husband and wife are one, He forgave in that, you know, sense.
Right.
But of course, Mr. Nair got his due.
Totally. Yes, and so that brings us to the point that of being able to appreciate our line, you know, of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, who are so forgiving and who are spreading love of God to everyone indiscriminately. Doesn't matter who they were, what station of life they were at. Srila Prabhupada actually says about Sringi that this is the beginning of the downfall of the Brahminical culture when this incident happened, when he cursed the king. That when Brahminical culture was no longer based on quality, but it was based on position, on caste. So Srila Prabhupada, and of course Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada following his footsteps also taught that it's all about qualification, qualifying yourself as a Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada makes the point that a Vaishnava is above a Brahmin. And so what we need to be able to, and we'll have the opportunity coming up soon with our Christmas marathon, and there's so many parades coming up. This Saturday there's a parade in Atlanta, where there's something like 70,000 people who watch this huge parade. Then there's a parade in Alachua. How many students usually try to go to that parade in Alachua? It's very, very short and so much fun. I know a lot of you come. Okay, good. And then that in the evening, there's a parade in High Springs. So when we go out and chant the holy name, this is the beginning of the purification for a lot of these people, being able to develop good qualities. Prabhupada once said to his disciples, the Western disciples, he said, "You had such bad habits. You know, you were so full of anger, lust, and greed. You were taking intoxication. If it wasn't for the Hare Krishna mantra, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, you would never have been able to develop into the nice devotees that you are now." So that's the importance of chanting Hare Krishna, is that it helps us to control our anger, our lust, our greed, and it helps us to develop forgiveness and compassion that Srila Prabhupada came to give us. So that's what we're working for. That's what we're working towards. That is what our lives are really all about, to become instruments of Lord Chaitanya, of Srila Prabhupada. Just like Arjuna in the war, Arjuna, he was Nimitta Matram. He just became an instrument. He didn't want to fight in the war. He felt it was wrong because he didn't want to kill his relatives. Who would want to do that? But Lord Krishna explained to him that was his duty as a Kshatriya, and it was for the betterment of the entire world. So we want to follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas in giving out mercy. How many students think that they're going to try to at least come to one parade? Like I've just mentioned three, they're going to try to come to one parade to give the mercy to the fallen souls. Hooray! I know the Georgia parade is next week, and I think the week after that. The 10th, yeah, I think it's the 10th, yeah, the Alatra and the High Springs Parade. So does anybody have any question or comment? All right, we'll stop here. Thank you so much. Oh, yes. Question.
We do see sometimes Vaishnavas, maybe not getting angered, but they do curse. Narada Muni curse Manakvara and Manikriva and other sages also sometimes curse, but it seems in their cursing, it's kind of ends up as a benediction rather than usually people get angered and they want to, you know, like they've been hurt or insulted, so they want to get, it's revenge,
right,
rather than compassion to seeing the, but at the same time we see Bhima, he wasn't that generous. He wanted to drink the blood of Dushyant and break the hip, you know, the tie of Duryodhana. So sometimes we see that taking place also.
Yeah, it's true. But like you said, oftentimes the curse of a devotee, even with Maharaj Parikshit in the story that I gave, Srila Prabhupada explained that this was an opportunity, that Maharaj Parikshit, he wasn't an angry type, as we saw later on when he... when he'd exhibited his tolerance to the curse, but that he was used as an instrument for Krishna in this way to have the Srimad Bhagavatam spoken. So, and even with Duryodhana, getting killed in Dushyant in such an unceremonious way, of course, sometimes this has to be done for the betterment of society. So, not that we can imitate those kinds of activities. Anger, often people, you know, act in haste, and then you have your life to repent. If you ever took a tour of a prison or a jail, so many crimes are committed in anger. People, you know, killing their. I remember Marvin Gaye, some very famous singer back in the 60s. His father became angry at him, killed him. They had an argument, and he killed his own son. So. What a tragedy that something like that could happen. But it actually happens all the time. And you often see families, there's, you know, feuds and you know, this one isn't talking to that one. So it always takes, like I try to remind my children, it takes the bigger person to be able to forgive an offense and just move along. And be the first one to say, when you have an incident with a friend or family member, be the first one to go up and say you're sorry. And if you can't do that, I've been in situations where I felt, well, I just can't do it. I can't be the first one to say, I'm sorry, but I prayed to Krishna. Krishna, can you make an arrangement? Can you create a situation to like erase this difficulty, you know, that I'm having with this personality? And Krishna's so kind that he's able to do that. Mother Jayashirati brought up the point too, which I thought was a very good point. That Lord Nityananda, he never gets angry, but in incarnation as Lord Balaram, he gets angry all the time, right? Lord Balaram got angry. Remember, he got so angry at the Yamuna, he called the Yamuna wouldn't come. So he got so angry, he dragged her there, and of course then she was very, very repentant. But of course, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his anger is giving us the lesson, is showing us. All right, thank you so much. Jaya.